Yes, we're at Scone Race Club on a beautiful morning ahead of their Cup Day, the Darley Scone Cup. Over the mile later today, race 7 on the cards, and no fog at all this morning. Yesterday, I could barely see about 50 metres in front of us, but not a cloud in sight at the moment. And joining us on the line, Scone Race trainer. He's got four runners today on Cup Day. He's got a runner there at Rosehill Gardens tomorrow as well. Brett Cavada, how are you, Brett?
Good, thanks. How are you, Mido?
Yeah, good, Brett. What's going on in the car? Not trackside this morning.
No, I should have got you to watch the Sherpa work early, seeing Laurie wasn't there to pay attention.
Now, listen, Cav, we only ran second the other day. What happened?
Oh, mate, it was probably trainer's mistake from a wide gate. Track come up a soft seven, but no excuses. He went really good.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a terrific run. Where's the next place he'll run?
Yeah, I'll have to ring you off air, mate. I can't go public with that.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you.
How about it? You're copping heat from Loz already, Cav. Unbelievable.
No, he's on my team. Don't worry about that. He's not, okay. Not like you, Blake, jump on another ship.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. They're rock solid. They're like lemonade sandwiches.
That's it.
Now, Cav, you got the favourite in the first today, Anselmo. How do you rate its chances there? Coming off, well, it was a nice run at Tamworth in the maiden there back in April.
Yeah, look, he's busting to win a maiden, but, you know, it's some of these horses can run seconds and thirds for a while before they break through, and I just hope he's not one of them. But, look, he's fitting well going into the race. He's drawn one alley, good, strong jockey. Keegan, he's rode 80-odd winners this year, so I don't have too many excuses.
Brett, I was going to ask, being a local trainer, how much more special is days like today up here in Scone?
Oh, I think any country town that has a cup, whether it's Minaway or Griffith or wherever it is, you know, obviously the Woggers and the Albury's and Scones, you know, they attract tens of thousands of people, and they also attract the top echelon of riders, trainers. You know, it's pretty fierce competition in the country, and the cups, you know, like that Darley 10 today, they call it racing royally, you know, so that says it all probably.
Yeah. Now you've got a couple as well in race two, yeah, Wedged and Lord Bron. Wedged has had just the one start, and Lord Bron was pretty good last start as well, and it's one that's just busting for a breakthrough win also.
Yeah, Wedge was probably disappointing last start. He trialled good. He might be just a morning glory and a 3-furlong wonder. So he gets no excuses today from the barrier, you know, jump and run and on his home track. So there won't be too many excuses for him. Lord Bron, he's owned by my wife, so there's a bit of pressure there. He just keeps running, you know, earning the check. So while ever he's earning money, my wife's happy, but I'd like to see him win one.
Yeah, he's been there and thereabouts. Go for it.
What have you got at Rose Hill tomorrow, Cap?
No, I got a horse called Iger Laurie, and he was quite a good 2-year-old, and then he won a couple as a 3-year-old, and he's just not performing at the 6-7 furlong mark. And we went to 1500 the other day. He was better at Canterbury, so we're going to stretch him out to 2000 and hope he turns into a country cup horse.
Got Sublime Lady as well today, Cap. That was a good win last start. We were out at Narromine.
Yeah, look, she came to me from Joe Pride, and we gave her one run spell to come back, and she's been pretty good, and Joey had a bit of an opinion of her early, so I just hope she lives up to that. She's probably in the deep end today. The top 3 or 4 runners in that race are quite strong, good trainers. I just want to see her run good, and if she does, you know, we'll probably go to a highway or something like that with her. But she's got to perform at this level today, you know, to be a provincial type horse, because I think that's a provincial race today.
Cav, everywhere I look, you've got a horse running. How many horses now have you got in the stable?
Oh, gee, Laurie, I'm not there this morning to count them, but yeah. We work probably 50 every morning, mate. 50, 60, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
How's Fender going, Cav?
Yeah, he's really good. He'll have a solid hit out tomorrow morning, and he'll go to the BRC Sprint, which is a qualifier for Stradbroke, so I'm trying to bring him in the back door of the Stradbroke with 50 kilos on his back, but he's got to win on Saturday, you know, to get the exemption ballot, but he's in good order, he's doing nothing wrong, keeps bumping into this horse called Garibaldi. Well, we beat him the other day, so I hope we can roll him again next Saturday.
And how's It's Me?
Actually, I sort of dodge that question all the time because I don't know, but I actually spoke to Lee Everson 2 days ago, and he's pretty happy with her, and he said this is pretty special this time. I think because she's shown the ability and the record that she's got, everyone's going, oh, it's, you know, last time was, yeah, she's right to go, mate, take her, and she's probably like that now, but they're just, everyone's so cautious, you know. So, yeah, look, it's pretty exciting. I'm anticipating her to come back, and I don't know what she's going to be like when she comes back, but we'll work that out. Lee did say that she looks like a bull. He said she's just so strong, you know, from, like, he's probably done a couple of hundred miles of work with her, rehabilitating her. So it's not as if she's down there laying on the beach and letting her leg rest. She's actually working and letting the tendons knit back together.
She was amazing in that Kosciuszko, Cav. Not many horses could have done what she did.
And it was, you know, when a horse looms up and wins by two or three in a big race, or they loom up and they win by a nose, you normally, you know, you go the crow, but it was probably the numbers feeling. I actually watched it with Matty Jones, and when he drove her up into a black hole behind him, and Colette's just got ice in his veins. You don't know where he's going sometimes, and she was just buried and buried and buried, and I went, here we go, is another one going to get away here? I wasn't too pessimistic, but then when she come out, I didn't even know if she'd won. You know, everyone went the high five. But anyway, hopefully we can come back and do it again.
I'm guessing your best today is in the first, Anselmo, Cap.
You're like me, you're probably only guessing.
Yeah, right, okay. Oh, mate, well, great.
I think they're pretty, the maidens are pretty equal chances, you know. Obviously, the first race is limited to country maidens. It doesn't look a strong race on form, and yeah, you're probably right. Jeremy puts his best foot forward. That's, you know, he probably wins. So, but he's got to do everything right. You know, he can't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Well, mate, enjoy the day. Hopefully, some success, and hopefully for you, the wife's horse gets up as well, Lord Bron.
Wouldn't that be good?
Be handy.
Good night.
Yeah,
mate. Have a great day.
Laurie. See you, guys.
On your cap.
Good on you, mate.